Hello there, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Read at grade level, or you could get held back. Those are the options for Michigan third graders starting next school year, thanks to a 2016 law aimed at boosting the state's educational performance. However, Governor Gretchen Whitmer may have other ideas. Speaking at an MLive citizen roundtable last week in Grand Rapids, the governor promised to do everything she can to get rid of that law.
A child who can't read isn't going to become a better reader because you've told them that they're bad or that you've penalized them. Their parents aren't going to get more engaged because you've made their child, pay a penalty for not reading. And so I think it's destructive, actually.
Well, let's talk about that third grade reading law. We welcome Michelle Richard, Vice President of Public Sector Consultants. Michelle, was the governor's comment a surprise to you? Were you expecting to hear that from her?
We were absolutely expecting the governor to comment on the third grade reading law. So the third grade reading law was passed back in 2016, and we've seen a number of elements of the law implemented in local districts, particularly related to student supports. But students who are entering third grade this fall are the first group of students who could be held back as a result of the law, so it's no surprise that the governor would weigh in.
And does she have any influence or any way to change something that was passed in 2016?
So the legislature certainly could revisit the law and consider whether or not a retention requirement is still building the urgency that the legislature intended it to build when the law was passed a few years ago.
Okay. So I want to review the law because even though we've talked about it, I think knowing that it's closer to happening, it bears reminding everyone what will be new come next school year.
There's a couple elements of the law. The first side is that it was intended to connect students who are struggling readers with more support. So school districts are now required to assess students much earlier in their elementary career. They're required to create reading plans that help kids who are struggling, who we know are struggling, get the support and interventions that they need. What is coming this fall, or that would happen in the spring, is that if a student scores one grade level behind, then they would be eligible to be retained or to be held back, so they'd have to repeat third grade.
So what would happen then? Let's just say a youngster is told, all right, they're going to repeat third grade. What happens then?
Well, at the very basic level, they would start third grade the very next fall again. And I think some people who oppose the law have a concern about that. If third grade didn't work for you the first time around and you didn't master the reading skills that you needed, what good does it do to have you repeat the same program, potentially the same teacher in some of our smaller districts one more year? It's important to note that there are a fair number of exemptions so that if a student does meet this scoring one grade level behind benchmark, there are a number of reasons that they might not be retained. They include things like if they're a student that has an individualized education program, so they participate in special education, if they had been previously retained in their elementary career, or if a parent or the local superintendent determined that promotion, moving on to fourth grade, makes the most sense and is in the best interest of the student.
The state, Michelle, has poured something like $76 million into early literacy programs between 2014 and 2017. And then you look at the MSTEP test scores for 2018, and more than half, 55.6% of third graders in Michigan scored less than proficient. And we know there are schools with huge percentages of kids not on track for reading at that third grade level. How come we haven't seen more pronounced results from that investment of state money into literacy?
These foundational reading skills take time to build, and they are not the result of a single grade or a single intervention. And moving that needle is a monumental lift. And from my perspective, those investments have started to move and make progress in districts, most notably literacy coaches who are able to help our early elementary teachers ensure that their instruction is based on the science of reading. And we know that too often, teacher preparation, teacher training isn't as aligned as we would like it to be with some of what we know about what helps students be effective readers. So we're getting a lot more support into those classrooms. We just know it's going to take more time.
How has third grade retention worked in other states, which have had it in effect for a few years? Are those states seeing better readers and better test scores?
That's a much debated point. from people who support third grade retention, they would argue that this law, or that this law in other states, creates the urgency to push parents, students, districts, teachers, to really put all of the resources that they need into helping students be effective readers. I think the governor at the top of the segment outlined a lot of the con argument. Labeling students maybe doesn't give them the tools that they need. Florida is quite frequently cited as a state that has had a third grade retention law, and they matched that with a lot of early support. So we've done some of those things. I'd argue that Michigan has some more to do to make sure that we're preparing each and every student in this state to be able to be successful by third grade.
Michelle, what questions do you have? What's the biggest question on your mind looking ahead to this next year when this law takes effect?
The law requires that students are retained if they are one or more grade levels behind. What we don't know is, what does that mean in practice? The statewide assessment, commonly known as the MSTEP, doesn't score students based on how many grade levels ahead or behind you are. And so everyone has been watching for guidance from the Michigan Department of Education to help articulate and explain what it means to be one grade level behind. It's very concerning that we could be talking about holding back a large number of students. I think it's unlikely that the state would define one grade level behind as not meeting proficiency, but where will they define it? That's an open question that I'm sure a lot of districts and a lot of parents are really watching and waiting to see where the state lands on that.
Michelle Richard, Vice President of Public Sector Consultants. It's always great to talk education with you, Michelle. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We turn now to Lansing Public School Superintendent Yvonne Kamal Kanul. Yvonne, tell us, what has your district been doing to prepare for the third grade reading law going into effect next school year?
Well, the good news is that we've been preparing all along. The third grade reading law just came into our lives, but we've been thinking about reading for a really long time. So the third grade reading law, in terms of what we've how we've approached it, is to make sure that our parents are aware of what the law states, to make sure that our teachers are prepared for making some decisions during the year, also preparing assessments to make sure that we're monitoring student progress in a very faithful way, because the last thing we want to do is recommend a student for retention without having sufficient data to support that recommendation.
Yvonne, what are you hearing from parents? How do they feel about this coming next year?
Well, I think parents are a little confused about what the purpose of the law was. I know they're all very supportive of the idea of having their children read by grade three. In fact, our district did a complete restructuring of the grade level configurations about 7 years ago, and we decided that it was critical for us to convert our elementary schools into pre-K through third grade, so that we could make sure that by the end of the third grade, our students are learning to read. And then we converted the upper L into 4-6 middle years, which we focus on reading to learn. So the community had been very supportive of this reconfiguration of our school district, and therefore the idea of reading by the time you're in grade three is something that our community already is well aware of and very supportive of. I think the confusion in many cases is, you know, who's monitoring this at a higher level in terms of the state? Is there a third grade reading law police out there to make sure that we're making these recommendations with fidelity? And then what recourse do parents have with regards to accepting a recommendation or not accepting a recommendation from a school district? It's not soup yet, but we'll see how it all unfolds this spring.
Were you surprised when Governor Whitmer said she would like to get rid of this law? Is that something you would support?
Well, you know, we as educators, I testified in front of the Senate subcommittee with regards to this law. My statement to them was, vision without implementation is hallucination. Because while we have a great vision for the fact that we think all students should know how to read by the end of third grade, the implementation of this law is really what is so sketchy. And so I know that Governor Whitmer had received a lot of feedback on either changing the law or making it more implementable. And so I'm not surprised that she came out with a statement like that. There had been a couple of years of people, of educators saying retention is not helpful. Research is clear on that. It does not help a student regain what is lost. The idea of having literacy coaches in all of our schools is wonderful, but who's paying for that? And then as an urban school district where I see 20% of my student population choosing through schools of choice neighboring school districts, my question would be, well, what's to keep a neighboring school district from accepting one of the students that we'd recommended for retention in a subsequent grade level? While I understand the, you know, moral imperative of making sure that students can read by the end of third grade, I think the whole idea of implementing it really escaped the logisticians in the world.
Do you feel, Yvonne, that the preparations are on track for Lansing to meet that goal of you know, not having to hold kids back next year?
Yeah, you know, we had that conversation because we're doing spring conferences right now. And during spring conferences, traditionally, is when you would share with parents the potential for a student to be retained with or without the third grade reading log. And so we've had conversations with our principals to talk about, you know, what is their plan for the conversation? What kind of data do they believe that they have or that they need in order to support the recommendation? We actually, you know, in the earliest stages, we have information that we don't believe that we'll be retaining anyone as a result of this law.
Lansing Public School Superintendent Yvonne Kamal-Kanul, thank you for your time and for talking with us on Stateside.
Great, thanks.